In this episode, we'll delve into the critical importance of community-based recruitment in clinical trials, exploring how it's transforming the landscape of diversity and inclusion in research.
Precisely, Sophia. The traditional approaches to recruitment are proving insufficient in achieving truly representative clinical trials. The cost of delays and the ethical implications of excluding underrepresented populations are simply too significant to ignore.
The shift in perspective is fundamental. Sponsors no longer view diversity as a mere checkbox exercise. They now recognize the need for sustained, long-term investment in building genuine relationships with communities.
Absolutely. Effective community engagement begins long before recruitment even starts, extending well beyond the conclusion of a trial. This isn't just about reaching diverse populations. It's about fostering trust and ensuring meaningful participation.
Investigators are increasingly recognizing their role as bridges between research institutions and communities, actively seeking training in cultural competency and community-based participatory research methods.
This collaborative approach is essential. Community leaders and patient advocates are demanding more than tokenistic outreach, actively seeking involvement in study design, implementation, and the dissemination of results. It's a true partnership.
At Theranovex, we've developed a comprehensive community engagement framework. This framework doesn't just aim for diversity, it operationalizes it. We begin with a community landscape analysis, mapping the specifics of each relevant community.
This meticulous mapping process identifies key stakeholders, trusted organizations, communication channels, and historical barriers. It's about understanding the unique nuances of each community. It's like creating a detailed map before embarking on a journey.
Our community partnership program goes beyond transactional outreach. We foster ongoing collaborations with community organizations, healthcare providers, and advocacy groups. These relationships endure between studies, creating a foundation of trust and mutual understanding.
And our cultural adaptation service ensures that recruitment materials and communications resonate authentically with each community, addressing cultural beliefs around health and research. It's not just about translation, it's about cultural adaptation.
Our Community Research Ambassadors program is also crucial. We train individuals from underrepresented communities to serve as navigators, providing support throughout the entire trial process, from initial outreach to the dissemination of results.
The impact of this approach is clearly evident in real-world outcomes. In a cardiovascular study, for instance, we saw a dramatic increase in the enrollment of Black and Hispanic participants, moving from a mere 12% to 38%, exceeding both regulatory requirements and our internal goals.
It seems that a little trust goes a long way. It's a testament to the power of genuine partnerships.
Similarly, in an Alzheimer's trial, traditional recruitment yielded a study population that was 92% white. By addressing transportation barriers and caregiving responsibilities through community-based education and support services, we achieved a 41% enrollment from underrepresented groups while simultaneously accelerating overall recruitment timelines by 25%.
And the results from a diabetes prevention study were particularly compelling. The sponsor had previously faced criticism for inadequate community engagement. By implementing our full framework, including community advisory boards, community health workers, and accessible communication of results, the study not only achieved representative enrollment, but also established a sustainable infrastructure for future research.
The increase in trust in the research institution was remarkable, a 78% rise. 92% of community partners expressed willingness to collaborate on future studies. This is a true indicator of success.
A community-based recruitment addresses multiple strategic imperatives for sponsors, CROs, and research sites. It strengthens scientific validity, enhances compliance with regulatory requirements, and protects brand reputation, often leading to significant cost savings by reducing the risk of post-approval issues.
For CROs, expertise in community engagement is a significant competitive advantage. For sites, strong community relationships translate into improved patient care and broader community support.
As you plan your next clinical trial, remember these key takeaways. Start community engagement early during protocol development. Invest in relationship-building activities that extend beyond individual trials and allocate sufficient resources for community engagement.
In essence, SOFIA, community-based recruitment, transforms diversity from an aspirational goal into an operational reality, leading to stronger science, increased efficiency, and lasting trust with underrepresented communities. It's a paradigm shift that promises more equitable and effective clinical research.
And remember, folks, a little humor never hurt anyone, especially when navigating the complexities of clinical research. Perhaps next time we can add a little levity to our conversation. Until then, remember to consult Theranovex for innovative recruitment solutions and to build strong, mutually beneficial relationships with the communities you serve.
Indeed. Thank you for joining us for this important discussion.